Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, I'm getting cooked right now on the text line. And that's understandable. The last segment, it wasn't one of our best. It really wasn't. That's more my fault than anything. But you know what, Rob? The way that a good teammate would, he's picked me up. He said, I got to save this next segment. What do I do? I was like, you're the producer. You figure it out. We got Jeremy Fowler of ESPN to call in. He's one of the top reporters in the National Football League. We are, what, 4 days away from the NFL trade deadline? Take this as our apologies for that terrible list that Rolling Stone gave us. We welcome Jeremy Fowler onto the show today. Jeremy, man, happy you called in today, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Jeremy, let's just start with this. Let's go back at least a week or so. Tell us a little bit more how the deal between the Chiefs and the Titans came together for DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, it's a situation where, you know, I don't think the Titans were overly eager to trade Hopkins originally, but when they went to 1-5 and just the offense couldn't do anything at all, it kind of came to a head. And to be honest, and this is not to discredit DeAndre Hopkins, but I think they were happy just to get decent value for him. I don't think they went into it thinking they were going to get a third round pick, for example. Like, he's just not the player he was, but, you know, certainly a lot of pedigree can still help a team like the Chiefs, where I think with the Chiefs, they liked him in free agency 2 years ago because Andy Reid's pretty specific about what he wants out of his receivers, and Hopkins knows how to operate in space, but also when a play breaks down and Mahomes does his thing creatively, Hopkins knows where to find those holes, how to get himself open. So it was sort of a match from a personality standpoint. So I think the Chiefs always kept an eye on it. They knew they had to get some help because all the injuries. So they just figured he made the most sense, and it just kind of came together pretty quickly, I think.
Jeremy, now that we've seen all three of these wide receivers get traded, which team do you think got the best deal? Do you think it was Buffalo for Amari Cooper, the Chiefs with DeAndre Hopkins, or the Ravens with Deontay Johnson?
Might be the Ravens, to be honest, just because the first wave of receivers, starting with Davante Adams, you know, they had to give up a decent amount. And you're looking at a third-round pick or it was a sliding scale, I guess. You know, Adams is a different deal because his sort of stature. But, you know, these teams were not giving up pennies. I mean, they had to give up decent value, where Deontay Johnson, was it a fifth-rounder, I think, that I forget offhand, but it was more of a late-round pick and in the day three range. To me, that's pretty good for a guy who's only 28, making decent but not great money. And then now he goes to free agency next year. You can get a comp pick for him, which is sort of Baltimore's flavor. They do that a lot. They'll pick up a guy, let him leave, and then take the comp pick for him. So it's a smart move for them. I think it's probably the best value overall they got, just because he's more in his prime than the other receivers. I'm not saying he's as good as Amari Cooper or some of these guys, but you know, he's certainly capable, and he can win one-on-one, and he's only 28.
Jeremy, are you hearing any more rumors about the Chiefs, or are they in on any more wide receivers? I know Darius Slayton was a receiver we talked a lot about a couple of weeks ago. That talk has kind of died down here, at least locally, after the Chiefs make the move to go get DeAndre Hopkins. But you would think that the Giants are out of it. Maybe he's going to be a guy that gets moved. Are you hearing the Chiefs link to any more wide receivers?
Not as much receiver, no. I think they're pretty well set. And, you know, they're pretty confident that guys like Juju Smith-Schuster can help get the job done. So, you know, you got Kelce, and you got Xavier Worthy, and then you got sort of everybody around that filling in the gaps. I think they feel like they have enough. You know, you never know. I'm sure Brett Veach is, you know, he's an aggressive GM. He'll probably field some calls. I'm sure if people will shop receivers to him. You know, Darius Slayton's a name that's been out there. There are a few others. But I think more cornerback for them. I think that's where they'll look. Just to get somebody else in there after Jalen Watson went out for the year. So, you know, they'll want to supplement.
Jeremy, if you had to kind of put, a price tag on Darius Slayton, what do you think it would cost to get him? Is it going to be in this same vein that it was for Deontay Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins? Is it going to be a late-round pick?
I'd probably put them in the same weight class in that regard. Maybe Johnson a little higher. But I think it would probably take a fifth-round pick to get Slayton at this stage, because he's had some 100-yard games for them. He's not playing with elite quarterback play, but he's still producing. You know, I think if he was in a better quarterback system and offense, that he would be putting up pretty big numbers. So he, to me, is in that sort of Darnell Mooney class, I guess. And, you know, he signed with Atlanta for $13 million a year, wasn't putting up big numbers in Chicago. Now he's taken off. So, you know, maybe if, I don't know, teams will probably try to get him for a sixth rounder, and I just don't think New York would do that. It would take a little bit more.
Jeremy, you've heard a lot. You are very, very plugged into certain teams. Have you got a sense from the Chiefs that they're confident that Hollywood Brown is going to come back? We've kind of talked to people, and it sounds like there's a chance that he could come back in the second half of the season, maybe closer to that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers around Christmas. You talk to a lot of people in the league. Are you getting the sense that Kansas City is confident that Hollywood Brown is going to come back?
You know, confident, I can't say that at this stage. I also haven't asked recently on him in particular. I just got the sense that Isaiah Pacheco had a better chance to come back than Hollywood Brown. But they'll see how it goes. I think they're leaving the light on for him, you know, if he can recover in time. But I don't get the sense they're counting on him right now, if that makes sense. It'd be bonus money, you know, if he can come back at some point.
Jeremy, I am curious about Cam Robinson. He recently got traded to the Minnesota Vikings. The Chiefs have their own left tackle issues. I wonder if the Chiefs were ever in on that. When I look at the money that's attached to Cam Robinson, that it doesn't seem like a Chiefs kind of move, but they are a team that could upgrade at left tackle. Was there any motion towards the Chiefs going to pick up Cam Robinson?
Yeah, that, you mentioned the money not being their style. That was my first thought. You know, he's got a $16 million salary. I just wouldn't see that kind of move for KC based on the allocations they made for Joe Tooney, Creed Humphrey. They got Trey Smith that I think they'll try to pay, but he's going to outprice himself. You know, he's probably going to reset the guard market maybe in free agency. And then Juwan Taylor, you're paying him. So that's four guys you're paying. It would be tough. You know, I think they just know that at that particular position, they just got to sort of take their lumps a little bit and hope for the best with what they have.
If you had to look into your crystal ball, maybe just not Chiefs related, but just around the league, who is a name that you think is going to get traded between now and the deadline?
I'll go with Za'Darius Smith. You know, just with Cleveland, I think they're looking for like a fourth round pick if they could get it. I don't know that anybody's going to give that up, but maybe they can find a sweet spot on a fifth rounder with maybe some conditions to it. So just because there are enough teams that need a pass rusher right now, like I could see it. And me and Mike Williams, I'm here with the New York Jets tonight watching the game. And, you know, especially if they lose tonight, fall to 2-7, I think Williams will be moved at that point.
I mean, I'm actually surprised that Mike Williams is still on the team after that Thursday. I think maybe it was Monday Night Football game where he dropped that pass in the middle of the field or was intercepted. I thought at that moment, then they go get Devontae Adams the next day. I thought Mike Williams was getting traded 2 weeks ago. I'm shocked that he's still on the roster.
I'm with you because I thought something would come together. I think talks were slow with teams. They just didn't develop. He's got some money attached there. The new team would inherit, I think, almost $3.5 million. So they would have to probably absorb some of the money, and maybe the Jets don't want to do that right now. So, and Alan Lazard just went out. He's on injured reserve for 4 weeks, so that could be a factor too.
Jeremy, you wrote a very good piece a couple of days ago on ESPN.com about the Chiefs and their similarities between the Patriots. What's the biggest thing you've learned about the Chiefs over writing that piece?
That's a good question. I would say there's a lot I learned. One, I would say the sort of growth in stature with Brett Veach. I know Andy Reid, I think at least technically, or maybe in his contract, sort of has final say of the roster. That was really the belief when he took over back in 2012. But I do think it's really Brett Veach's show as far as the personnel side, in part because Andy's 66, and they don't want him having to break down college tape all year. But, you know, Veach has grown. Andy's very comfortable with him making a lot of the shots called, I would say. So that's interesting. And then, just sort of some of the financial constraints that the Chiefs have. You know, they're like a lot of family-run businesses. They're maybe a little bit tighter than some others. And so that could be a strain on the ability to do contracts, you know, to pay coaches at a high level and have the right facilities. I got to run, guys. I got to take this.
No problem. That is Jeremy Fowler of ESPN joining us on the show today. Maybe Jeremy's about to break some news here, Rob. Appreciate Jeremy Fowler. He just got to go.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.